morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Tori and you are tuned in to No Phone Thursday. I've been recording a podcast with my sister called Mams. You should check it out. It's on Spotify. It's called Mams, M-A-M-S. So it stands for me and my sister. It's a Mams podcast. And I'm used to that intro. That's the last intro I've done, I think. So in my head, I was like, hey, we've got an intro on there, which I do. So I almost got mixed up with that. But we would know that I never get my intro right. I don't know if I'm ever going to get my intro right, like, first time. But anyways, without starting all of them ting there. I really don't have a specific thing I want to talk about. I have been definitely preoccupied since last week, Thursday. I was doing an application form for a space near where I live, in my area, Catford, Southeast London. You get me, mate. And I spent a couple of days last week doing my personal website, justonetori.com. If you want to check it out, it's not fully done yet. I think it's about 70% there, but you can check it out and see what you're saying. Let me know what you think. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be really like getting that on point. Let me write that down in my notes. In fact, before I forget, rework website. Yeah, so I applied for a space. Out of 200 people, I got the space. Shouts to me. Hey. Manifestation is real. Like, I literally was doing that application form and I was actually seeing myself in the space, like moving my stuff into the space, working in the space, creating my art pieces in the space, creating the stuff I wanted to create in the space, and then doing the exhibition in the space. And, you know, exiting the space. I saw the whole thing and even, like, you know, further work that came from me doing an exhibition and all this kind of stuff. Like, I literally really envisioned the whole thing. I saw it. I saw myself in there. I saw myself doing stuff. I saw myself, you know, and next thing you know, I get the space. And they were like, your application was so strong. Like, because I was like, thank you so much. You know, like 200 people when I got it. And they were like, no, you have to understand that your application was very strong. I was like, wow, thank you. So, yeah, I'm really excited. Like, my plans, because they ask you to tell you what you plan to do in the space. And you have to do some sort of community style kind of, you know, give back to the community. Like an event or a workshop or something like that. And I was like, exhibition, because I want to do exhibition for so long. I was like, exhibition. Since I've done my first exhibition ever last year, I was like, I want to do exhibition. And I was really ambitious with it, which is a really good thing. But when I really deeped it, I was like, I don't think I can do this exhibition in 6 weeks. 6 weeks of like gathering and making, and then 4 weeks of like editing, and then maybe like 2 weeks of setting up the studio of the exhibition space. There's just not enough time, because my exhibition is loosely, I'm going to tell you what it is, like in like a the brief. I want to do a visual study on being black in South London. So yeah, but South London's hella big. There's loads of boroughs in South London. And if I put a call out on people that want to, you know, just be interviewed, photographed and, you know, portrait taken, all that kind of stuff, and talk about their experiences and whatever, it will be wild. It will just be wild. Black people in South London, it'll be wild. So I'm scaling it down just for the fact that I haven't got a lot of time in the space. I've only got a couple of months. So, and I know people won't be able to, not a lot of people will be able to be interviewed on a weekday. I know it'll be, a lot of it will be on a weekend, so I have to spread it out. Do you know what I mean? And that just means if people were available in the week, like we were in like lockdown or whatever, you know what I mean? Not to say you should have been doing things in lockdown, but you know, if people had time in the week, then it would be a lot easier. I could just like schedule people out over like 6 weeks and it'll be calm. But I know it's going to be a weekend thing because people like work. Do you know what I mean? So unless people are working from home, then maybe that's the thing. I don't know. Anyways, I'm just trying to be realistic. I don't want to set myself too high and then, you know, really whatever. I'm definitely pushing myself in terms of stuff that I create and creating content around the conversations I'm having. But I've already had two conversations this week and they've been long. Like, more than an hour. So if I'm having conversations with individual people, it's gonna be mad. It's gonna be mad. So I really wanna find a way to have make it manageable because I'm only one person. I'm one artist, I'm one creative, and you guys know me. I've got a wild imagination. I do a million things. You know, I want to sew, I want to paint, I want to customize, I want to shoot, I want to film, I want to edit, I want to like even how I do the portraits. I want to like I don't want to tell you like what I want to do, but I want to do extra stuff, you know? So I'm trying a thing. I'm trying to do a thing, right? I'm trying to do a thing and it's a lot. So I'm trying to scale it back just a tad or five, a tad or 20, 20 tads smaller, just to make it work. But yeah, I'm excited because I've got the space. It's not too far from my house. Meaning when I'm out the boot, you guys know I ruptured my Achilles 6 weeks ago, whatever. I don't know how long ago. No, it's more than 6 weeks, sorry. It was in November. Wow, 2 months. Why did I say 6 weeks? It's not, 6 weeks isn't way away from 2 months. Anyway, back 2 months ago. So I'm in the boot and you know, all of that jazz. So once I'm at the boot, I'll be able to actually like walk down there, which is sook. I need to shout out to my friend Gemma, who helped me clean the space over the period of like 2 days, 2.5 days. It was a madness. Or was it 1.5 days? 2 days we cleared the space, even with my back foot. And then my friend V, who helped me move in today, well, on the 19th, helped me move in on the 19th, yesterday. Yeah, I appreciate it. And I put a little thing on my story. So if you're, would it still be? Yeah, if you're listening to this on Thursday, it should, the story should still be up. So maybe if you're listening to this before 7 p.m., no. If you're listening to this before 6 p.m., oh, you might have missed a story still. I'll archive. I'll make a highlights. I'll put it in my highlights. So if you are, if you want to go and see my little announcement with my little blonde little locks on my head, my headpiece, you can go and look at my Instagram, just one Tori, JUST, number one TORI, and have a look in the highlights. There might be a post on my page. I don't know. At this point, I don't know. No, there won't be a post. It's gonna be Thursday. Anyways, so I haven't got a lot to talk about. I literally was just giving you guys a literal life update. The 19th of January, yesterday, I moved into the studio officially, and we are moving. I'm not gonna lie, I feel very humbled. I feel very appreciative. I feel very deserving as well. I feel like this is deserving of me. Although we don't always get the things we deserve, I feel like, you know, I was, I have done a lot, and it doesn't mean people that applied for it haven't done a lot, but I know this is, you know, well deserved for me. And I'm humbled to be in this space. I'm sharing a space with two other creatives as well, black women, which is awesome. And they're really nice. Like, they're just really nice. Like, we're really like accommodating to each other, which is so beautiful. It's not like one person is more one, like we're all accommodating to each other, which means we're just gonna have a lot of peace. We're gonna have a lot of peace in the space, a lot of creating in the space. So I'm really excited about it. And so if you know me, holler at me if you want to come down and have a look at the space. In the next couple of months, maybe in like March when it's like spring, you guys can come down and have a look. If you know me, holla. You can come have a look at the space and have a little, I don't know, walk through or whatever. I don't know. But holla, you can come down. It's in Catford. And yeah, I'm literally just feeling really appreciative and really, you know, I really need to think, I really need to thank myself because I wasn't gonna do it. It's so mad. I wasn't gonna apply for it because I made a lot of changes. Like I told you guys last week, I made a lot of changes. I wasn't sure if I could apply for it. So I wasn't gonna apply for it. And then I thought, no, I should apply for it. And I should do all the things I did. I said all the things I didn't get to do or I've stopped myself from doing, like sewing and like creating. Like I've really like restricted myself. Like I've blocked my own self from doing things just because of what, you know, beliefs are out in the world in terms of things you do, you don't do, and all this kind of stuff. I've really blocked myself. And in doing that, I've really made myself unhappy. And I've probably blocked blessings for myself, if I'm honest with you. I was looking at something from a video from Kiki Palmer the other day. Kiki, is her name Kiki Palmer? Kiki, I think her name's Kiki Palmer. You know what I'm talking about? The black actress. She was saying how a lot of the times we create a door and with a lock and a key and everything and a handle, and we create a door and we lock ourselves out of certain things. And I was like, yo, this is so true. Like, we literally create our own blockages. Like, we block our own selves with like the ideals of like the world, other people, what we think people think. And you guys know I say this stuff all the time. Like, literally, we are our own demise a lot of the times, you know. So the same time you can same the same breath you can take responsibility for the things that you block yourself from. Like, okay, that was my fault. That was my, that was my mistake, or that was my thinking or not thinking or whatever. The same way you can take responsibility for the times when you win. It's great to thank people, for their contribution, for sure. And it's great to be acknowledge people for their contribution when something isn't as great. It's great to know those things. But to what extent did they help you? And to what, do you know what I mean? Like, having my friend help me, Gemma come down and help me. Like, she's like, oh, do you want help? And I was like, yeah, cool, that'd be great. The old me wouldn't have done that. I'd be like, no, I'm fine, it's cool. I don't want to put anyone out. But I was like, no, help would be great. And I needed her. Like, the space is humongous. Yeah. It took us hours to mop it once. Then we had to mop it again. Then we had to mop it again. It was like a three time, yo. And even then, it's only like 70% clean. Like, do you know what I mean? It's way better than where it was before. But even then, it's like it still needs another mop over. Like, for sure it does. Do you know what I mean? That's two of us. It took us hours to do that, and I needed her help. And she offered, and I was like, yeah, cool. Do you know what I mean? And it wasn't even a thing of like, there's certain people that when they offer, it's gonna be a headache. They're either gonna hold it against you, or they're gonna make a big deal, big song and dance about it. See, my bridging Gemma, yeah, she's like me. I ask, you need help? I do what I need to do, and we do what we need to, and we just keep it moving. That's it. There's no talk of like, oh my days. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I love about her. So when she offered, I was like, yep, I can definitely, I can, we can definitely do this. We can, do you know what I mean? So yeah, the old me wouldn't have done that. So I'm giving myself my flowers. I'm congratulating myself on the growth of just allowing people to help me, allowing people to assist. And in the same vein, majority of the time it helps them too, which is beautiful, because I like to help people, I like to assist people, I like to give people, like a different insight in things. So yeah. And also on that note, if you are in and around the South London area and you do any sort of physical activity, whether that is for leisure or for work or anything like that, so like if you're a PT, if you box, if you do like a fitness class, anything to do with football, scooters, roller skating, what's it called? Skateboarding, cycling, like literally anything that's physical, in a space, and you want a space for an hour for free, holler at me. Holler at me. It's for a limited time. So by the time this comes out, it'll probably be a 3 or 4 days before the time limit to apply for it or to put yourself forward is gonna be done. So I'm gonna say what? Today's the 20th of January, or the time this comes out, but the 20th of January. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 20 Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 21, 22, 23. So by the 23rd of January, if you haven't hollered, then just assume that it's gone. Or you can still holler, but don't get your hopes up. But yeah, just holler at me, justonetory@gmail.com, JUST number 1 TORI at gmail.com, or you can go to justonetory.com, or you can go to justonetory on Instagram. Look at that. Seamless Just One Tory, so connections, connects and that. Yeah, any one of those, contact me, holler at me, and we can have a chat about how to get you can get a free 1 hour in the space, in an open space, 300 square foot, I believe it is the space that's available. But anyway, let me know. Yeah, that's it. I'm just in a really I'm in a really good space. I was in a great space before. I'm tired. I'm very tired. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm very tired. I'm looking forward to this Thursday, the time you listen to this, because I'm gonna just chill. I might just sleep for majority of the day. But I really want to move the rest of my stuff into the studio, because then it will be like official, I'm in the studio. You know what I really want to say? When Usher, Usher Confessions, And a phone ring. He's like, I'm in the studio, man. I really want to say that. I'm going to see if I can get a snippet. I really want to say, I'm in the studio, man. I mean, not for the same reasons he's saying it, but every time I hear the word studio, I'm like, I'm in the studio, man. I literally hear that in my brain, in my head. Oh, it's so hilarious. I literally want to be able to say that. So yeah, this is me. I may have some offers for people. So if you need headshots or some sort of kind of shoots, I might be offering some shoots to people that are local for discounted rate, because obviously it's all community based and, you know, in the area. So if you're local, but I'll let you guys know. If you're on my socials, just follow me on Instagram. I'll let you know what's happening and all this kind of stuff, because I'll have some opportunities. There's gonna be opportunities that come. So when I win, I want people to win as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I can do things to people or help people in any way, in any manner, I want to be able to do that. So I might have some like shoots in April. I may have some in February. I don't know, but just keep an eye on my socials and stuff like that. And I'll have some stuff for you. I don't even think it even needs to be local people, you know. I think I need to offer it to local people as well, but it can be to anybody, especially if my project is being Black as well. Like, my whole thing is like, you know, elevating Black voices. So I think I'm just gonna put it out. Yeah, it's so funny how, like, I'm talking, and this is how I would talk if I was talking to myself. So you guys literally get like literally an insight to me talking. It's quite interesting. But yeah, I've got nothing to say. I'm trying to make it at least 20 minutes so I can actually have like a solid episode rather than like a 10 minute episode. You know what I mean? What else do I want to tell you guys? I was gonna tell you guys about my socks, yeah, because I've got some really cool socks. Since one of my feet is not going in a shoe for at least the next 2 months, at least the next 6 weeks, you know, 6 weeks or 2 months, I've been really like up in my sock game, because usually it's just like Black, you know, the black trainer socks that you get from Primark. I love them socks. I've got them in grey, Black. They're sick still. But I've got like character socks now. I can't even actually talk about this, but I've got character socks now. So I've been really like doing my thing, like trying to get characters on socks that I really like. So I've got a collection of socks now, which I'm very happy about. Like, I might just do a TikTok on them, you know, because I really love these socks. They're amazing. And then also, I bought like compression socks. I don't know what compression socks do. I think they're for flying, and I don't know what exactly they do, but they're hella, obviously they're compression tights, but they're hella tight, hella tight. I was like, bro, is this even going to get on my calves? Like, and my calves ain't that big. I don't think my calves are that big. My calves ain't that big. And I was like, bruh. But they did get on. They were hella tight, but they weren't uncomfortable, which is quite interesting. But yeah, I got compression socks. I've got compression socks anyway. Like 3 pairs of compression socks, which go up to my knees. And I just thought it would be a good thing to buy. I just thought it would be a good thing to have. So I have that. I'm also launching some stuff on Statement Piece. So for those of you that don't know, I have a brand called Statement Piece. STMNT.PEACE on Instagram, and then STMNTPEACE.com. And I'm launching some stuff next week. So watch this space, sign up to the mailing list, because you get first dibs. And the stuff I'm launching is only exclusive to mailing list and people that I know. So it comes out for everyone else after, probably around April, I think it'll come to everyone else. So if you want to know what that is and get first dibs on it, and it's going to be heavily discounted as well. So, and it's kind of sick. I ain't going to lie. It's kind of dope. It's kind of dope what it is. So, yeah. And also, if you fancy yourself a model, you know, if you like modeling, I just feel like I'm just promoting myself this week. And I feel like, why not? Let's just say why not. Yeah, because I need some people to shoot some stuff with. So if you are a Black female, holler at me. I got some stuff that I might be interested in. You can get some free photos out of it, and possibly some really great black affirmation jewelry as well. So hold at me again, Just One Tory, that's justonetory.com, Just One Tory on Instagram, and what was the other thing? justonetory.com. Oh, email, justonetory@gmail.com, justonetory.com, and justonetory on Instagram. Yeah, hold at me, man. Guys, there's so much stuff happening over the next 4 weeks. I don't even know what my, actually, you know what's gonna be so sick? Because I've got the space now, I can actually film my podcast in the space. Oh my days. It's going to be mad echoey though, because it's quite big and the floor's got tiles on it. It's not even like soundproofing. Do you know what I mean? But I'm really hoping. That's why I didn't record. That's why I didn't film this week, because I really want to film in the space. Yeah. I don't know. We'll work it out anyway. You guys have kind of come on a journey with me as I journey through having a studio space. In my 30s, I've had one before, but I think I was in my 20s. Raw, how old was I? I think I was 21 or 22. So it's been about 10 years since I've had a studio space. And it's, raw, it's actually quite interesting because I've, raw, that's quite cool. That's actually quite a cool discovery. Because I've gone out in the world and come back and I'm like, yeah, this is what I want to do in the space. And it's very different. It's still all the stuff I had while I was doing in the studio before. Like, I was customizing. I was very much known as a customizer. So I was customizing shoes, customizing roller skates. I was making bags. I was making clothes. I was making hats. I was customizing all sorts of stuff. Like, just for the sake of doing it, there wasn't really a storyline or anything around it. I was just like doing it because I want to do it. Whereas now I've kind of got a narrative that I have around. It doesn't restrict me from doing things I just want to do just for the sake of, but I have a clear narrative that people can be involved in, which I think is pretty awesome. And also, I feel like when you have a sly restriction, it allows you to be more creative. I feel like when you don't get to, like, when you create and you don't have any restrictions, you kind of go all over the place. But when you have, even if you have a small restriction like time or like this is a theme, you kind of, it kind of lets you be... your creativity like blossoms more, I feel like, anyway. So I'm glad that I've got like a narrative, and who knows, in the next 10 years in my 40s I might have a studio space again and it's going to be completely different. But it's more of an evolution, isn't it? Because before I was customizing, I was sewing, which I'm still doing now, I'm still doing the space now, but it's a higher level, and I'm shooting stuff like actual like photography and actually filming and editing, and do you know what I mean, like lighting, and I'm like, you know, building, doing set design. I haven't done set design ever in my life apart from the time I changed my kitchen into a set, which was like, I don't know, last year sometime. I think it was beginning of 2021, I changed my kitchen into a set, and it took me like 8 hours to just do the set. But that's the only time I've done that, you know, putting like bed sheets on like the wall with like masking tape and that, which is wild. But I really want to be able to like, okay, this is the set I'm doing and this is the space I'm doing it in, and I'm actually going to create it, and do you know what I mean, like build it and all that stuff. So I'm really excited about that. I want to do stuff with hair as well. Yo guys, there's so much stuff I want to do, and I'm just spilling my you know, my heart out on my guts to you guys, my creative guts, that is, to you guys. But I'm excited, so watch this space. There's web pages and stuff, and anyway, on my Instagram in the next like week or so, you guys will see all the links and stuff, so you can go check it out and see what I'm up to. Check out what I'm up to. But yeah, that's it for me, you know. That's it for me. I hope this was been, I don't know, inspiring. It hasn't been inspiring. I hope this has been inspiring. And if it hasn't been inspiring, I hope it was, I don't know, entertaining. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the bit about my socks was entertaining, because I've got characters on my socks. I've got like, do you remember no, Hey Arnold, what was a black kid in Hey Arnold? Remember Hey Arnold, there was a black kid, what was his name? I know some of you guys are screaming at me, what was his name? Anyway, I've got him on socks. I've got Susie from Rugrats on my socks. I've got I've got the two sisters from Bob's Burger. Did you know, you lot know about Bob's Burger. I've got the two kids from that. Did you know the two girls? They're hilarious. Who else have I got on socks? I've got some. Oh, I've got Ryu and Ken, Street Fighter. I've got, oh, what's his name? The Green Ting. Ah, oh, and he's got like big fist and that. Oh, I've got Chung Li. I've got, what's his name? Cumber. But I've got like some dope socks. Like, I'm actually like quite excited about my socks. So hopefully that was entertaining for you. But yeah, that's it. That's it for me. I don't really have anything else to add. I'm just trying to rack my brain of what else I want to add that maybe future Tori will thank me for adding. I don't know. That's it. That's it, really. So anyway, if there's anything I've spoke about today, in terms of being a part of the statement piece stuff and getting some really cool exclusive jewelry and pieces for like a discount price, holler at me. If you fancy yourself a model, or even if you're not a model and you want some shots and you can model from your chin down to your chest, because it's going to be mainly chains, so your face won't even need to be in it, really. Holler at me. If you've got pretty fingers, hands, you regularly get yourself manicured, holler at me. Man them, same thing. If you've got pretty hands and a nice chin to chest, holler at me, man. Obviously, black people I'm talking to, holler at me. If you're in the borough of Lewisham, if you have a connect with the borough of Lewisham and you're between the age 15 and 40, holler at me as well. There's so much stuff going on. So I'm literally saying, guys, holler, innit? Like, holler at, man. Don't even, just holler at me just to find out what it is. If you're like, oh, I don't know what it is, just holler at me to find out what I'm talking about. And we can get it popping. Like, I'm winning. I've got a studio space for a couple of months and it's free, yeah? So I want everyone else to win as well. Do you know what I mean? I want my peoples to win as well. Like, even if it means you get a free, I don't know, picture for your LinkedIn, or a free, I don't know, picture of your brand or your product or you, or for whatever reason, it's something, innit? It's better than nothing. It's something you would have had to pay for before, you wouldn't have got for free, or do you know what I mean, in a way you want it or whatever. Like, it's something, innit? So I want to be able to give back in a way that doesn't strip me, but elevates me, but elevates other people as well. Like, as long as it doesn't take anything from me, then I'll do that. Do you know what I mean? That's just the person I am. So if any of the things I said interest you in any way or form, holler at me. If you want to follow my studio journey, my studio story, follow me on socials. I'm going to try and be as good as I possibly can and get out of this whole rut of like posting, of not wanting to post. It's a very weird thing. So hopefully get out of that rut and you guys will see what's happening. But yeah, that's it. So thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears. Look at that, 28 minutes. Thank you for your times. Thank you for your times, Lord. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears. And hopefully, I've said this like three times now, but hopefully you'll see me with your eyes on a video next week. All right. Bye.